Mishnah says on Chaf Daled Amud Aleph that a Suma, someone who's blind, could be Paris Ashma. He could say the Berachas Kriya Shema Mitargem. Where Rabbi Yehuda says Kol Shloi Ra Ma'aris Miyamav Ena Paris Al Shema. Any Suma who never saw Ma'aris, never saw light, is not able to say the Berachas Kriya Shema, because we mentioned the Shvach of Yotza Ma'aris and Berachas Kriya Shema, and someone who never saw Ma'aris is not able to say that Shvach. And it's Mashmah from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about a Suma that was Loi Ra Ma'aris Miyamav, someone who was born as a Suma. He never saw the Ma'aris, he never saw the sun, so he can't make the bracha of Yetzer HaMa'aris. But a Suma who was born as a Pikeach, and he became a Suma later on in life, he was Nenam in Ha'aretz at some point in his life, he is able to be Paris Al Shema, he is able to say this bracha because he was Nenam in Ha'aretz at a certain point. Tysus asks a very stark akasha. He says, Lachar, it's not true. How could it be to hold that a Suma that was Ra Ma'aris Miyamav, a Suma that was not born as a Suma but became a Suma later on, that he is able to say Berachos Kriya Shema? How is he able to do that? Rebuta Shita is in Baba Kama and Daf Bezayin that Suma is Pater Min HaMitzvahs. The Suma is Pater from all the mitzvahs in the Torah. If he's Pater Min HaMitzvahs, then he's Pater from the Brachos of Kriya Shema. He's not mechuyev to say these brachas. So he's an ena mechuyev b'davar. If he's an ena mechuyev b'davar, he can't be mitzis rabbin v'deichav asan. He can't be mitzis anyone in the brachas of Kriyashma. So how could he be possibly say these brachas of Kriyashma? Even though it's true, he was nana min ha'ar, but there's a more fundamental problem. Asuma is patam min ha'mitzis, and he, l'char, cannot be able, he shouldn't be able to be mitzis others in the brachas of Kriyashma. And Tysus says a gavaldik echidish because of this kasha. He says that even though Rebbe Yehuda holds that Suma is patam in a mitzvah, that's only midaraisa. Midaraisa is patam in a mitzvah, but midarabanan, there are mechayvim and all the mitzvahs. Shlo yehi kenachri, shouldn't look like a nachri. If a Suma didn't do any mitzvahs, there's no difference between him and a guy, and therefore midarabanan, they said that you're mechayv to keep all the mitzvahs. They should be different than a guy. So at the end of the day, midarabanan, he's mechayv in the brachas of Kriyashma, and for that reason, he's able to be mitzi acherim in the brachas of Kriyashma. So that's the chiddush of Taisus over here, that a Suma is chayv in all mitzvahs midarabanan. The Teriyavin over here asks the Gemalik Akasha on Taisus. He says, how could it be that a Suma is chayv in mitzvahs midarabanan if he's pater in mitzvahs minatayra? He says, what's the whole reason why we're mechiv to keep the rabbanans? Why do we keep the rabbanans? Because there's a lav of loy sasa. The Torah gives a lav and says, loy sasa mikasha yerucha, we're mechiv to listen to the chachamim. It's a lav. But if you tell me that a Suma is pater min ha-tayra, he's pater from all the mitzvahs in the Tayra, then he's pater from the lav of loy sasa as well. He's not mechuyev to listen to chachamim. So how can chachamim be mechayev a Suma to keep mitzvahs midarabanan if he's not even mechuyev to listen to the chachamim? He doesn't have the lav of loy sasa, he's pater min ha-mitzvahs min ha-tayra, so there's nothing which is mechayevim to keep the mitzvahs midivrayim. So what does Taisus mean? It's impossible to be mechayev a Suma b'mitzvahs if he's pater from the lav of loy sasa. And the Teriyavin answer is, he proves from here that Agmalik Echidish, that even though Suma is Pater min HaMitzvahs, that's only from Mitzvahs Aseh, but Lavim he's Mechuyven, Midaraisa he's Mechuyven, all the Lavim Daraisa, so he's Mechuyven the Lav of Loi Sasser, and for that reason, we're able to be Mechayven Midarabanan to keep the Mitzvahs Midarabanan, because Avad is Chayven the Lav of Loi Sasser, Mimele is Mechuyven Darabanans as well. That's what the Teriyavin proves from this Taisus. Now the problem is, there are Rishonim and Acharonim who say that a Suma is Pater min HaMitzvahs even from Lav, and the Rebbe Yehuda holds like that, and Rishonim seem to hold that way. So lefi those shitas that a Suma is Pater even min HaLav, and how do they understand this Taisus that Taisus says that a Suma is Chayv in Mitzvahs Midrabanan? If he's Pater from the Lav, Lo Sasa L'Chari, they can't be Mechayv in Midrabanan like the Turiyavin Tainan. So I was thinking that perhaps it could be Miyashiv, the Kasha, the Turiyavin, Alpi Yesaid that the Acharonim say. Rebbe Reuven says this in the Chiddush of Reuven in Sukkah, Rebbe Chanan says this in Kevitz Devisai, from each one says a little differently, but the Yesaid is similar to Yesaid. They're going on the Shitas HaRamban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, who's arguing on the Rambam. The Shitas HaRambam is that every time you're Ivan a Dindar Abanan, you're really Ivan a Daraisa of Loi Sasser, because the Torah says you have to listen to the Chachamim, so if you're Ivan a Darabanan, you're Ivan a Daraisa. But the Shitas HaRamban is not like that. The Ramban holds you're not Ivan Loi Sasser when you're Ivan a Darabanan. Loi Sasser is not referring to Mitzvahs to Midarabanan, and you're not Ivan a Daraisa when you're Ivan a Darabanan. So the kasha they're bothered with is that in Cain, if there's no loy sasser on a mitzvah darabanan, then what is mechayvas to keep darabanans? Why are we mechayv to keep them? Every regular yid, a regular gadol, what's mechayvim to keep darabanans? If there's no loy sasser saying they have to listen to them, so why bichlal are we mechayv to keep them? And they say the similar idea that in Echanamim, there's no lav of loy sasser that says you're mechayv to listen to the chachamim, but we do find that the Torah was gave the power to the Chachamim to be Misakin Takanis. There's Psukim of Shmartim is Mishmarti, another Psukim where we find that they have the Kayach to make Takanis. So we see that it's Ratzon Hashem, that Hashem wants the Chachamim to be Misakin Takanis Midivreim. And being that that's Ratzon Hashem, if we know that's Ratzon Hashem, it's a Svara that you Mechuyev to keep Ratzon Hashem, and therefore there's a Chiyev in every Yid to keep Mitzvahs Midivreim, because it's Nisgala that this is Ratzon Hashem. So what's Mavur from the Zacharim, Elchanan, and Reuven is that really every yid, every even a gadol is not mechayiv in the law of Eloi Sasser. But what's mechayiv us in the Rabbanans is this svara that we have to keep Ratzon Hashem. We know the Ratzon Hashem is to keep the Tachanus Chachamim. So Mimela Suma will be no different. And Echanami Suma is patim in a lavin, is patim from Eloi Sasser. But you don't need the law of Eloi Sasser to be mechayiv. It's just midivrayim, even without that you're chayiv. You're chayiv because there's a svara that you're mechayiv to listen to the Chachamim. Because the Torah is Megal, that's its Ratzon, and that's how it applies to Suma, just like it applies to everyone else, and that Lechai would be Miyashiv, the Kasha of the Toriyabin on those Acharinim. And I think Lefi this, you can be Masveri, Diktuk Nifla, and Divrei Rebbe Kiveger. Rebbe Kiveger, in a Tshuva, in his Chidushim, in a couple places, asks the same Kasha as the Toriyabin. He asks a Kasha that from this Taisus says, Yechai v'mitzvahs midarabanan, so how could it be if you're Pata from Lesasar? And he comes up out with the same conclusion that must be that Suma is Chayiv and Lavin. But there's one slight difference between how Rebbe Kiveger asks the kasha and how the Toriyabin asks the kasha. Toriyabin asks the kasha very simply. He says, Taisus says, Yechayev in Mitzvahs Midrabanan, how could it be? You're part of the Lysasa, so nothing is being Mechayev you to keep Mitzvahs Midrabanan. Rebbe Kiveger asks a little bit differently. He says, his lashon is, he says that if it's true, he says, how could Taisus say that you're Chayev in Mitzvahs Midrabanan? He says, if a Summa is part of Mikola Mitzvahs, so Zakhtar Vikveger, in Kain, Tzarechian, Eichi Ocha Lamer Vitzivanu. How could he say Vitzivanu? How could he say the words Vitzivanu if you don't have Lo Sasser? You're part of Lo Sasser, there's no Tzivui. So how can you say the words Vitzivanu when you make a bracha on a mitzvah? So Vikveger is very interesting. He doesn't ask the Kasha, why, how could they be Mechayev you in Mitzvahs Midivrayim if he's part of Lo Sasser? That doesn't seem to bother him. He just asks, how can you make a bracha? How can you say Vitzivanu if you're part of Mitzvahs Midivrayim? Lachar Tzapela, if he held like the Toriyavin's Kasha that a Summa is part of Mitzvahs, even from a lav, then why is he harping on the bracha? How can he say Vitzivanu? Ask more Pashan. Ask like the Toriyavin. How can they be Mechayev and Bechlal? Sounds like the Etzem Chiev didn't bother Rebbe Kiveger. It's not Shver how they're Mechayev and Mitzvahs. It's only Shver how you say the word Vitzivanu. Lachar, what's the Chilik? Why didn't he just ask the Kasha straight out like the Toriyavin? And I think the way we're being Masber, to answer the Kasha Toriyavin, it can be Masber what Rebbe Kiveger is saying, and it's Medukta Ketiv. I think Rebbe Kiveger held that it's not a Kasha. It's not Shver how you can be Mechayev Asuma and Mitzvahs Midivrayim. Even though there's no Lo Sasser, because he knows the Rambanan Sefer Mitzvah says that everyone is part of Lo Sasser. There's no Lo Sasser on the Rabbanan. That's not what's Mechayev us to keep the Rabbanan. So why do we keep the Rabbanan? He understood, like the Chayim say, because there's a Svara, if that's what's on Hashem, you have to keep the Rabbanan. In the same way that's Mechayev every Yid, it's Mechayev Asuma. So it never bothered him how could they be Mechayev Asuma. Asuma is no different than any other Yid. But what did bother Rebbe Kiveger? What bothered him is the Lashon Vitzivanu. That's Taka Shver, because if you look in the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs over there, when he says there's no Lav of Lesasa and the Rabbanans, the Ramban asks Akash on himself. He says, you look in the Gemara in Shabbos and Dav Chav Gimel, the Gemara says, Heichin Tzivanu, how do we ever say the words of Tzivanu on a Mitzvah Midrabanan? L'chari, there's no Tziva and the Rabbanans. And the Gemara answers, Milo Sasa. The Tziva is from Lesasa. So in fact, the Ramban, that Gemara would be pretty clear that there is a Chiev, you are Ivan Lo Sasser when you keep it in the Rabbanan. The Gemara is saying that's the makar for saying Vitzivanu on the Rabbanan. So it's a kasha on the Ramban who holds it. There's no Lo Sasser on the Rabbanan. So the Ramban answers and he says that Gemara is an Asmachta Ba'alma. Gemara doesn't mean the Midaraisi Ivan Lo Sasser, but there's an Asmachta Ba'alma that says that that's the Ratzon Hashem that you should keep the mitzvahs that's learned out from the Lav of Lo Sasser, or it's an Asmachta in the Lav of Lo Sasser. And that's what allows us to say the words of Vitzivanu. But Midaraisa and Echanami not Irvin the Lav of Lo Sasser. So I think what's Mavur from the Ramban is two things. Number one, you see from the Ramban that clearly you don't need the Lav of Lo Sasser to be Mechayv in the Rabbanans. Even without a Lav of Lo Sasser, you're Chayv in the Rabbanans. But yet, when it comes to the word Vitzivanu, if you want to say the word Vitzivanu, I'm mitzvah to do this mitzvah, the svara is not good enough. The fact that it's Ratzon Hashem is not enough to be called a Bitzivanu because there's no real tzivui. For that, you need the lav of Lesasser, at least on a level of an asmachta, that there's a lav in the Torah that says Lesasser, and that's enough to justify the word Bitzivanu in a bracha. So I think that's where Rebbe Kiveger is coming from, that the etzem din, how they're Mechayev Asuma and Mitzvah, that didn't bother him because it's Ratzon Hashem, that's Mechayev Asuma like anyone else. But to say the words Bitzivanu, to call it a tzivui, if you're pata from Lesasser, you don't even have that asmachta of Lesasser, then it's Takash Shver, then how can you say the words Bitzivanu? You don't have any tzivui at all, and that's why Rebbe Kiveger only asks from the bracha Bitzivanu, but from the lashon Bitzivanu, but does not ask on the etzem din. Because Lagabi the Etzendin, he's masking that the Svar would be enough to be Mechayvim, but Lagabi the Lashon Mitzivanu, it's Taka Shver, and therefore Rebbe Kiveger proved from there that a Summa must be Chayv in Lavim in Atayra, and therefore he's Chayv in the Asmachta of Lo Sasser, and that would be enough to justify even the Lashon of Mitzivanu that you say in the Bracha.